This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there, my name is Jessica, and you're tuned into the Sunshine Girl podcast, hosted by me. Now, in the next couple of minutes, we'll be delving into a world of candid advice, empowering insights, and real connections. Ready to light up your relationships? Let's get glowing. In relationships, women often want to know where they truly stand, and usually the best way to figure that out is to talk about it, right? But sometimes it just doesn't feel like the right time. Maybe it's too early, or maybe you seem uncomfortable with the idea. And by you, I mean you watching this video, and she can pick up on that. I mean, direct questions like, so what are we now? Are we dating exclusively or seeing other people? Will you be truly faithful to me no matter what? Can this man be my forever love? Are questions that are simply hard to ask. So instead of being so direct, she'll put you through a test or a series of tests, which I'm about to share in this video. Stay tuned. So not only am I about to expose these tests, I will show you exactly how to pass them as well. You ready? Let's get into it. So the first test I want to talk about today is what's called the triangle test, which involves evoking jealousy in one's partner. Now, this test involves the manipulation of a third person to obtain information about the relationship. A common form of triangle testing is to induce a jealous reaction by mentioning an interested third party. So for example, your woman might tell you that someone at her job was making flirtatious advances towards her. And your reaction to this information is presumed to be an indicator of your commitment. Were you visibly displeased? Were you indifferent? Trust me, she's taking mental notes. Now, a fidelity check is another form of triangle testing in which the situation is created to allow the partner to cheat. And of course, in that situation, your reaction will be observed by her. So a girlfriend of mine pulled this stunt once. I mean, she told her boyfriend to meet her at the bar, and then she called him to say that she'll be about half an hour late. Meanwhile, she sent one of her girlfriends to sit in next to him at the bar and strike up a conversation. Now, during this conversation, the boyfriend claimed that he was single. The friend excused herself to go to the ladies' room, didn't return to the bar, but instead reported what her boyfriend had said. Of course, that meant the end of the relationship. So how will you typically beat a test like this? For me, it's simple. To be honest about what you want, make sure your message is consistent no matter where you are or who's asking. I mean, you might have the temptation to downplay your current relationship just to see your chances with another attractive woman, but don't do it. Right? Don't do it. You never know when you might be undergoing one of these tests. The second test I want to tell you about in today's video is called the separation test, which involves physical distance between both of you, just as the name implies. Now, have you ever been in the beginning stages of a relationship and found it necessary to, say, travel and hope that your new relationship will survive the physical distance? Sometimes women intentionally create this physical distance to test the strength of the relationship. If the relationship survives a few days of separation, then maybe this is the affirmation that she's looking for, that you're committed. Now, if you don't attempt to make contact during the physical separation, then this may be a sign that there's, you know, you're not really interested in what she has to offer. You'll get that call, trust me, it's just a matter of time. Oh, babe, I'm going to travel for a while. I'll be unavailable for this amount of time. Listen, how did you handle the situation? Did you show her that time and distance doesn't affect your love for her? Or did you use the opportunity to get down and dirty with other women? That's a question only you can answer. How can you beat it? Well, when she travels, simply keep the communication flowing. Reach out, share your day, show interest in hers. How did it go? What was she up to? It's about making the effort to stay connected, even when you're physically apart. Now, this approach not only beats the test, but strengthens your bond, showing that distance doesn't dim your interest or commitment to her. The third test is what I call the endurance test, okay? The endurance test is like seeing how much basically your partner can handle before they tap out, all right? It's about doing stuff that might annoy them or ask for big favors to see if they'll stick around. Basically, it's testing your commitment by upping the relationship's difficulty level. Now, a woman who tries this test ought to be very careful because sometimes pushing too hard can backfire, making the relationship more of a chore than a choice. Turns out, if things are already rocky, these kinds of tests could actually push the guy in her life, you know, outside of the relationship. So the question is, has your woman made any unreasonable requests lately? Did she ask for something that you had to break your back to achieve? It could be a test that she's throwing your way to see how much you can handle. On the other hand, it could also be that she might be actually trying to get rid of you altogether. Now, research suggests that in shaky relationships, this test often signals a deeper wish to break off. It's about finding that line between commitment and pushing someone away that will actually make a test like this successful. How do you beat it? Well, to effectively handle the endurance test, you have to address her requests head on rather than playing into the test. Tell her up front why it will be impossible for you to fulfill that request at that time and make her see reason. If she pulls away from you just because you're unwilling to kowtow to her desire or request, then you know the kind of woman that she is anyway, and perhaps you shouldn't be wasting your time on her. The fourth test is the compliance test. Now, the compliance test can involve your woman asking you to participate in an activity that is clearly out of your comfort zone, okay? Like, I don't know, attending a dance class when she knows you have two left feet, right? Or a random request to cook for her. Now, the focus here is not to, it's not on the task itself, but basically your willingness to step outside your comfort zone for her. Now, the test evaluates your openness to new experiences, your desire to contribute positively to the relationship dynamic. Okay, how do you win at this test? Approach whichever test it is with enthusiasm, with creativity, regardless of what, you know, the task is. This will tell her that you're willing to engage in the relationship and show her that you value her happiness and are open to sharing experiences, even if they're new or challenging for you. It's about the effort, it's about the thought and the attitude, not just completing the task and even doing it well, necessarily. That's how you pass it. Now, the fifth test is what I call the competency test. Now, this is pretty common. This one will definitely be coming your way. Now, the competency test involves the woman setting scenarios or tasks for you to showcase your ability to handle relationship situations, right? So that whole damsel in distress act is for real. For instance, you might get a call out of the blue that, hey, my car is broken down, or something around her house needs fixing, or she's receiving threatening messages from a third party, for instance. Now, this test gauges your practical skill that basically you need to navigate life and the relationship with her. Note that most of the time, it's not something she can't necessarily handle herself. It's merely her way of relinquishing power to you to see what you do with it. So how do you beat it? If you're truly clueless about how to perform her specific task she's asking you to do, don't be caught pants down. I mean, we live in an era where information is at our fingertips, right? Jump on YouTube if you must. Research the task, plan ahead, execute with care, demonstrating both your capability, your dedication to seeing it through. Showing that you can handle tasks thoughtfully and efficiently will not only beat the test, but also strengthen trust and respect for you. Because what? You're the problem solver in the relationship. Don't overlook this test. The sixth test is what I call the third party test. Now, the third party test is a method of gathering information about your character, behavior, and potential compatibility by seeking the opinions and insights of your friends, families, and coworkers, right? Now, this approach will provide valuable information that might not be readily available to her, right? Or readily observable through direct interactions with you. Now, since your friends, family members, and coworkers are usually not directly involved in the relationship, they're more likely to offer an honest, unbiased opinion about you, or they can shed lights on aspects of your character that may not be immediately apparent to her, and especially in the early stages of the relationship. Now, the downside to this test, obviously, is different people have different motivations for doing and saying the things they do. So if she asks the wrong coworker or friend, they may give her damaging information about you, which might not even necessarily be true. How do you beat this? I say be careful of who you expose your relationship to. I mean, while you can't control the entire relationship, do not be quick to acquaint your woman with just anyone because, well, basically you're truly in love or she's truly gorgeous and you want to show her off and that kind of thing. Because not everybody's happy for you, okay? So keep that in mind. The seventh test is what I call the directness test. So going straight to the point, as I said in the beginning, isn't exactly easy to do, right? But it's pretty effective in the love department. She might just bite the bullet and ask you how you feel about the relationship. It's all about laying her cards on the table and hoping that you'll do the same. This move could lead to some awkwardness or even some answers you'd rather not give, right? But at least she'll be getting the real deal directly from you, and that's what she wants. Turns out that solid couples are usually the ones who aren't afraid to just say it like it is, like, let her know. If it's A, say A, right? How do you beat this test? To beat the directness test, the key is straightforward, answer honestly and openly. When faced with direct questions about your feelings or commitment, being candid about your emotions and intentions fosters trust, deepens the relationship. It's about embracing that vulnerability and using that moment to score points. You could do that like a pro. The eighth test is presenting the relationship to outsiders test. Now, before we go any further, today's video is supported by the KT1000 from Knight Security. It is a special secret recorder that can record hours and hours of conversation without people actually knowing it. And what I like about it the most is it's voice activated. I won't say much. I'll leave a link to that secret recorder, especially if you're in a relationship where you're questioning the fidelity of your partner. I would recommend it to you. It's very small, about the size of the surface of your watch, and it's really all you need to put your heart at ease. Check it out in the description below and in the comment section. Let's get back into the video. The eighth test is presenting the relationship to outsiders test. So there's this move where women sort of test the waters in front of other people. Like, maybe she'll flip her Facebook status to in a relationship or start calling you her boyfriend publicly when you're out with other friends. I mean, it's a sneaky way to see how you really feel about being official without asking you directly. And also to see if there's anyone in your circle of friends that basically you might be messing with. How do you beat it? Communication is key. Be upfront about your intentions before making the relationship public. Discuss and agree how to present your relationship to others, right? This mutual understanding will help avoid uncomfortable situations or misunderstandings and strengthen your bond by ensuring that you're both comfortable with how the relationship is shared publicly. And the final test you need to know about is what I call the indirect suggestions test. The indirect suggestions test is like testing the waters without actually diving in, right? She'll make lighthearted comments or hints about big relationship steps to see how you react. Right? Like if you respond positively, maybe with a laugh, a flirtatious comment, or a gentle touch, it could indicate that you're open to the idea of taking things further. Similarly, she may try to up the ante with more intimate touches and observe to see how you respond and sort of use that to gauge your commitment. It's a subtle way of asking, are we heading towards something more serious? Without actually asking, you know what I mean? So to beat this, you should respond openly and honestly to hints or jokes about the future, you know, acknowledging these comments with genuine conversation or reciprocating with similar gestures can communicate, look, I'm ready. Let's do this. We're moving forward, right? Clarity and sincerity in these interactions can help both of you understand each other's perspective, expectations, reducing misunderstandings and building that stronger foundation for your relationship that you actually need. So ever so often, you might hear something like, yeah, we're getting married next year, you know, stuff like that. When things like that come up, don't be so quick to feel defensive about it. Just open up the conversation and let it be had, so everybody knows exactly where they stand. Such an approach will actually help you a lot in making her feel comfortable enough in the position that she's in where your relationship is concerned. And that wraps up another episode of the Sunshine Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica OS, your relationship coach, sending you off with a mind full of thoughts and a spirit ignited with power. Remember, the light you carry within can illuminate the darkest paths. Keep shining, stay connected, spread joy wherever you go. Until next time, keep your sunshine glowing.